And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Ratings Are In. Really, this episode should be entitled The Sequel to the Big Broadcast of 1953. Oh, I'll never forget the time Yuki won a radio station in a quiz contest. And then Yuki put on the Yuki Butch Hour as his first new program offering of his new regime. The mayor was on it, so was I, and Sparky, and Yuki, of course. And then we were anxious to see what the results would be. How did the listeners like it? As today's episode begins, Sparky, Mayor Plumfront, and I are driving in my old car, my car, on our way to the radio station.
Boy, sure is crowded downtown this morning, Big John. Hey, how much further do we have to go before we get to Yuki's radio station?
Oh, just a few more blocks. The street's always crowded this time of the day, Sparky.
That's right, lad. See, all these people are going to work in their offices.
I wonder if Yuki's already there.
Well, I imagine so. He said he'd meet us there. And besides, Yuki's anxious to see how much fan mail we get from our first radio broadcast last night.
Do you think we'll get much, Big John?
Well, I don't know. Personally, I think it's a little early to be expecting much mail to come in this morning. After all, our broadcast was only last night, and I doubt if many people bothered to, you know, sit down and write a letter just as soon as we went off the air.
That's right, Buster. And that's when they would have had to write the letters if they'd been expected in this morning's mail.
That's right. Anybody going to write a fan letter about our broadcast last night? They'd have to write it right away and get it in the mailbox, and then, of course, take time to get here and then be delivered this morning. So, I don't think it'd even be until later today. I don't think we'll get any mail at all in this morning's mail. I just don't expect it.
Oh, I'll bet we get a couple of letters. Yeah. I think we put out a pretty good program, don't you, Mayor?
Oh, yes, I do, lad. Indeed, I do.
Yeah, I kind of thought my announcing and piano playing was rather good, too.
Oh, yes, indeed it was, Buster, indeed.
Hey, Big John, look. There's Yuki's radio station down the street. You can see the sign.
Yeah.
See? And, oh, we're in luck. There's a parking space right in front of the station, too. Do you see it, Big John?
Yeah, I see it. I'm going to get
it. Well,
hurry up.
Oh.
Now, what's
wrong? Never mind.
What's wrong?
Somebody else pulled into the parking space.
Well,
we beat you to it. Told you should have gone faster.
Now, look, Sparky, I'm going just about as fast as I'm allowed to go on these downtown streets. What do you want me to do, get a ticket for speeding or something?
Oh, Big John, it'd be impossible to get a ticket for speeding in this old junker of yours.
I'm afraid the lad's right on that, Buster. I doubt if this old coffee grandeur of yours will go over 20 miles an hour, will it?
Well, so what if it doesn't? 20 miles an hour is fast enough for anybody to go. It's just a nice, sensible speed, 20 miles an hour.
Hey, look. That car that went into that parking space is pulling out.
Yeah. You see, all your excitement was for nothing. That automobile pulled into that space just to let somebody out of the car. Now we can go in there and park after all.
Well, go ahead. Pull in.
Sparky, I can't pull in until I get there. Now, will you just give me time? We're almost there now. Okay, here we are now. We'll just pull in there and... There we go.
Oh, there's Yuki standing on the front steps of the station.
Must be waiting for us to get here.
Hey, Yuki, here we are. We finally got here. You've been waiting for us long?
What in the world's wrong with that lunkhead? Look at him. He doesn't even look at us. He just stands here on the steps and keeps looking down the street.
Maybe he didn't hear me. I'll call out to him again. Hey, Yuki, here we are. We're here. Well, he still doesn't hear me. He just keeps staring down the street. What's he looking for, anyway?
I don't know. No telling what that dumb snooze liable to be doing. Come on, lad, open up the door and let's get ourselves out of the car here.
Yeah, the best way to find out what Yuki's looking for is to go and ask him. Sure is concentrating on whatever it is he's looking for. Come on, Sparky, out you go. Let's go. Come on, boy.
Okay, I'm out. Come on, Mayor.
Okay, give me time. I'm older and a lot fatter than you are. It's a little harder for me to pull myself out of this here rattle trap of Big John's. Ooh. I'll send out a note. I'm trapped in a car here. There we go. Hey, Yuki. Hey, what do you say there, boy? What are you staring at down the street? What's going on?
Yeah, Yuki, what are you looking for?
Oh, hi there, fellas. Hi.
What are you looking at down the street like that, Yuki? I don't see anything but automobiles and people.
Well, I don't see nothing either, Big John.
And then why in the world are you standing there looking like you're expecting to see something, you dumb clerk? Let's go inside and sit down in your office and take a look at them big, thick carpets you got in there. I wanted to see them again anyway.
Well, I was just standing here looking for the mail truck to come along.
Oh, come on, Yuki. The mail is delivered through the back door. The mail truck comes up the alley behind the building.
Well, is that right? Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, you standing here, then. Come on, let's go down to the mail room and see if the mailman's come here yet. Maybe he's already been here. Open up the door there, will you, Sparky lad?
Where's the mail room?
It's downstairs, Sparky. You just go down these steps straight ahead here.
Hey, Yuke, you don't expect a lot of fan mail for the radio program we put on just last night, do you?
Yeah, sure I do. You bet, I'll say.
Well, Yuki, we might get lots of mail, but I hardly think it's going to come this morning. That'd be pretty fast work.
Well, if the listeners liked our radio program enough, they'll sit down and write us a letter and express their appreciation.
Is this mailroom? Well, what's that funny-looking machine on the table over there, Big John?
That funny-looking machine? I beg your pardon, Sparky. That funny-looking machine over there on the table happens to be the mimeograph machine which I operate. And with a great deal of skill, too, I might say.
Hey, look who's coming through the back door. Hey, I haven't seen him for a long time. How you doing there, Mr. Squelchmiller? Hey, you look like Santa Claus with that big sack on your back.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen. Oliver Q. Squelchmiller, special agent for the United States Mail of America at your service. Where do you want me to put this sack of mail?
What? Hey, you mean that sack of mail is for this radio station? Hey, we've never had that much mail delivered here and not enough to be coming in a special sack. Not one that big. No, sir.
Of course not. This radio station never had a program on the air like the one they had last night, either. That's our fan mail there.
You're kidding. Hey, is all the mail in that sack for us, Mr. Squelchweather?
All the mail in this sack and all the mail in the other two sacks out in the truck. Better go out and bring them in.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hey, I wouldn't believe that. I wouldn't believe it if I wasn't seeing it with my own two eyes. Oh, this can't be fan mail from last night's radio program.
Well, it is, Big John. Here's a handful I just took out of this here sack, and every one of these here letters is addressed to the Yuki Bajauer. What do you think of that?
Well, boy, come on, let's get busy and count the letters and see how many we got.
Well, there it is, 5,015 letters.
Unbelievable. Can you imagine? 5,015 fan letters. And just in this morning's mail. Why, goodness knows how many people were listening to that program.
Well, we'll soon find out, Big John. I'm going to call our program director. By now, he should have our rating report. We'll find out how many listeners we had last night.
Yeah, I'm anxious to find out what kind of a rating we had. Sir, boy, those ratings are really important.
What's a rating, Big John?
Nellie, connect me with Charlie Black.
A rating? Why, Sparky, you see, there are companies who call up people on the telephone, and they ask what radio program they're listening to, and then these companies make ratings for the radio stations so the station can tell how many people are listening to their program, see?
Oh, Charlie! Hey, this is Yuki Butcher, the owner of this here radio station. Say, did you get a rating on our new program last night, the Yuki Butcher Hour?
You mean by making telephone calls and asking people what radio program they're listening to, they can tell how many people are listening to a certain program?
That's what they say.
Oh, you don't say. You're kidding. You're kidding. Well, thanks a lot, Charlie. Yeah, goodbye.
Well, Yuki, what about it? What's our rating?
Oh, fellas, you won't believe this when you hear it.
Well, what is it? Tell us, Yuki. How many listeners did we have last night?
Fellers, hold on to your hats. This is going to knock your socks off. Our rating was a great big fat zero.
What do you mean zero?
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 Yep, zero, nothing. We got exactly 5,015 pieces of fan mail in the first mail today, but according to the rating, nobody was listening to the program.
Nobody listening to the program? Well, I don't understand that. Then who wrote those 5,015 fan letters we already got this morning? If you ask me, there's something awfully funny about those rating things. Yes, sirree. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, isn't that something, kids? Last night we put on a radio program. This morning in the first mail delivery we get over 5,000 letters from people who heard our radio program and liked it. But according to the people who make a survey to find out how many listeners we had, there wasn't anybody listening. But if that's the case, then who sent the 5,000 letters? Now, there's a mystery to try and figure out. Yeah. Well, I guess it's back to Yuki's farm for us. We'll see you later, kids. So long.